Come, let us return to the Lord. What a phrase, and what a phrase we hear so often in the life of Israel. Over and over and over, we see this cycle set up where Israel is faithful to God and yet strays from that, follows after idols, turns away from the Lord. And when confronted with their sin, there's this wonderful moment of repentance and a renewed commitment that this time they're really going to get it right. And that usually lasts for about three verses, and the cycle starts over. And you know, I live that cycle. I do it myself. I find those moments when I screw up, when I'm just busted in my sin, and there's nothing I can do. There's no defense. There is only fessing up to that. And out of that so often tends to flow this reaction that, well, this time I'm going to try harder. This time I'm going to get it right. This time I'm really serious. And it works, and it lasts for about 2.5 seconds. And I'm right back where I began. And it may be that you spent some time on that treadmill yourself. It's easy to do that here at a seminary, isn't it? It's easy to kind of get caught up in this image of what it is that we expect a pastor, what it is we expect a deaconess to be. I still remember my very first seminary class, having just survived Greek. We sat down for introduction to pastoral ministry, and the professor began to instruct us and began to talk about what does it mean to be a pastor? What does it mean to live a life that is above reproach? And on, as he laid out step by step, what does that life look like? Finally, in a moment of wonderful, terrible mercy, my friend Chris raised his hand and asked the question we were all living with. Professor, is there a statute of limitations on these things? Because we all live in that reality, and it's so terribly easy to feel like you have to live up to that standard. And yet we know that we fall short. And so finally, in the face of Israel's renewed commitment, in the face that this time they're really serious, God speaks and says, "What am I going to do with you, Ephraim? What am I going to do with you, Israel?" The faithfulness, your faithfulness, it's like the morning dew. It's there and then it's gone again. And God is no stranger to the ways of men and to the ways of our brokenness. And he reminds them, it's not about the strength of your commitment. It's not about the strength of your effort. No, I desire mercy. I desire steadfast love. I desire chesed. In the Hebrew, this faithfulness to one another, faithfulness to the covenant, faithfulness that's not used positively of us, but of God. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You see, the reality is, if we want to be a better pastor, if we want to live a pastoral life, if you want to be a better deaconess and live that life of mercy, we dare not turn to the law. There is no set of commands which we can read and commit to memory and measure ourselves against to help us get it right this time. There is only Christ. There is no book written by the pastor of a large church that will help you somehow get this whole thing figured out. There is only Christ. There is no set of routines and rituals or customs or 12 steps to the perfect Christian life. There is only Christ. There is only Christ because the reality is Christ is all we need. That in the cross of Christ, out of a name given in water and word, out of a life strengthened in body broken and blood poured out. It's there that we find our identity. It's there that over and over and over we are reminded that our identity is not in our faltering, failing faith. That our identity is found in the cross of Christ and His love for us, His faithfulness to us. So, brothers and sisters, when the day comes, and it will, when you stand before your new congregation and you're asked to speak the words of a vow that you already know you're going to struggle to keep, when you're asked to commit your life to the service of that cross, do not despair, because it's not about you, and it's not about your faithfulness, and it's not about you getting it right. It is not you. There is only Christ. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, hold our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.